For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ever hopped into a cab and thought, man, I wish this thing would just drive itself.
Uh-huh, right. Yeah, who needs the awkward small talk, right?
Exactly.
Well, Tesla's been teasing this robo-taxi dream for a while now and just had their big We Robot event. Mm-hmm. We're going to dig into what went down, why it kind of felt like a letdown for some folks, and what it means for the future of, well, not hailing cabs. I was listening to this tech podcast, by the way, and they had some really interesting takes, so we'll be pulling from that today.
Sounds good. Yeah, I think a lot of people went into this event expecting Tesla to, you know, basically drop a fully operational robo-taxi service right on the table.
Like, boom, here's the future.
Right, exactly. But making self-driving taxis a reality, it's a whole lot more complicated than just, you know, building cool electric cars, which Tesla... obviously, they're great at, but...
different ballgame, for sure.
Totally. Okay, so they unveiled this cybercab, sleek, futuristic, no steering wheel, no pedals. This thing looked like it rolled right off a movie set. Plus, they're aiming for a sub-$30,000 price tag. I mean, come on, that's...
it's attention-grabbing, for sure. Very Tesla. Right? It's like, look at this awesome thing. But I think this time around, investors, they were looking for a bit more substance.
Yeah, you know? Beyond the flash.
Right. They wanted concrete plans... manufacturing timelines, how this thing's actually going to turn a profit. Like, how do we get from point A, which is this cool concept car, to point B, a fleet of robotaxis actually out there on the roads, picking people up, making money?
And they didn't really deliver on that?
Not really, no. I mean, they said production would start before 2027, but...
which, I mean, that's a pretty big window.
Right.
Yeah.
It's practically an eternity in the tech world. And they were really vague on specifics. No word on, like... factory locations, production capacity, how they're going to scale this thing up. And then there's the whole question of the full self-driving technology.
Which, I mean, that's the heart of this whole thing, right?
Absolutely. Without reliable, safe FSD, you're not going to have a robo-taxi service, period.
Yeah.
And again, Tesla was pretty light on the details here.
So it's like they're promising us this amazing meal, but they haven't quite figured out the recipe yet.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And then there's the whole business side of things, which they barely touched on.
Like, how are they going to make money with these robo-taxis?
Right. What's the pricing model? How do they plan to compete with or even disrupt existing ride-sharing platforms?
Yeah.
Those are some pretty big questions that went unanswered. And I think that's ultimately what spooked Wall Street. Remember that 8% stock dip after the event?
Yeah. Investors were not impressed.
Not really. And you had analysts like Tony Sacconaghi over at Bernstein, and he was pretty blunt, saying... Tesla needs to be realistic about what they can actually deliver and when.
So less hype, more action.
Exactly. Now, it's not all doom and gloom. You know, Tesla has a history of defying expectations, proving the doubters wrong.
True. They have pulled off some pretty impressive feats.
Right. But this event felt like a wake-up call. They can't just coast on their reputation forever. To really dominate the robo-taxi market, they're going to have to start... providing some concrete answers, showing investors they're serious about execution, not just big ideas.
Yeah. It's one thing to dream up the future. It's another thing entirely to actually build it.
Exactly.
Okay, so this event was all about robo-taxis. But what does this tell us about Tesla's plans for putting self-driving technology in the hands of everyday drivers? Is that still part of their vision, or are we all going to be stuck behind the wheel for the foreseeable future?
It's hard to say for sure. I mean...
because they didn't really talk about it at the event, right?
Yeah. But I think it's safe to say that if they're having trouble nailing down the robo-taxi thing, which is arguably a more controlled environment than consumer self-driving, that's probably a longer way off. But, you know, Tesla loves a good challenge, so it'll be fascinating to see how this all plays out.
definitely one to watch. All right, listeners, let us know your thoughts. Do you think Tesla can pull this off? Are robo-taxis just around the corner? Or are we all stuck in traffic for the foreseeable future? Hit us up on social media and let the debate begin.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.